Hi, and welcome to this episode of Hustle & Pro. I'm your host, Kelly Walker. Matt Wixon is with us again today, so thanks for coming back on the show.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Well, here we are wrapping up the end of the 2022-23 school year. And with that, I see all kinds of announcements about what our Frisco ISD athletes are accomplishing, and I said, let's talk about it. I want to kind of just do a little episode to highlight some of the things we're seeing that's awesome in the district and just talk about some things that I have general questions about. And what better person than Matt? Because, so tell us your role here in the district.
Well, I'm officially the facilitator for athletics.
Okay.
Which, if people are thinking of like something you've heard of more commonly, is like a sports information director.
Yeah.
And maybe I do some other things too, but I try to communicate all the great things that are happening sports related here in Frisco ISD.
Well, and that's what we're here to talk about. All right, so when I say all the great things, there are a lot of accomplishments that I want to run down, but there's a lot more to it than just that, right? This
sure.
is not just how far does each team or individual athlete get into a postseason scenario. Like I do fully acknowledge that there is a lot more to it than what these students are getting out of being in athletics than the, you know, stats. So that being said, I do want to cover some of the stats because it's fun and it's just cool to recognize the teams and the coaches and the student athletes that are making these big waves here in Frisco. So I guess let's start with that, just sort of some of the notable seasons. I have a couple notes, but I'm curious from your point of view when you see it all, when we look at this whole school year. I mean,
right.
We're in May, but man, stuff starts on the first, really before the first day of school with like volleyball.
Yeah, way back in August.
Yeah, so yeah. Tell me kind of what are your highlights?
Well, I would start with, yes, every year is kind of our baseline is that we're about opportunity in Frisco ISD. So you're gonna give those great experiences to these athletes. But then sometimes you have years like this year and it has been unbelievable, the achievements. I mean, one of the things that stands out to me is, I mean, we had a state champion, the Liberty girls basketball team, but we've had a bunch of state runner-ups. And if you look at the whole calendar year, it's spread out
right.
among our schools. We have 12 high schools, two of them, Panther Creek and Emerson, don't have seniors yet and still had success.
Yeah.
But right from the start, Centennial, their team tennis was a state runner-up. And then, you know, you go into volleyball, it's still in the fall. Reedy was a state runner-up.
Right.
You get into basketball. I mentioned
that. I happened to be at that game. That was fun.
It was fun.
A fun run because that's
really
my kiddo's school. So
and
that
volleyball
was
is a very
big
exciting.
Deal. Very
if anybody,
exciting.
If you want to go see a volleyball match, high school or any level, and you haven't before, you should go check them
very,
out.
Very, yeah,
really cool.
Very exciting. So yeah, that was right off the top of the school year too. Yeah.
Yep. But throughout the year, then when you get into winter, we had, you know, again, Reedy's boys was a state runner-up in swimming, the Reedy girls. And the Wakeland boys, who had been the state champion the last 2 years, were the state runner-up this year, despite having a whole bunch of new kids. It was their time to shine. They
right.
had other kids who had graduated.
Because they had a foothold in winning state a few times, right?
And
so right, with their turnover in athletes, they're still showing that the program is still strong and valid, even with so many new swimmers.
That's right. I mean, and that's usually the sign of a strong program.
Sure.
The names change, but the success continues. And schools like, you know, Lebanon Trail, which is still a fairly new school, had a breakthrough season with their girls basketball team making the playoffs. Their baseball team won the district title. There's been successes everywhere. Independence boys soccer team made the playoffs for the first time ever. And that's what we love to see from a district standpoint, success at all these different schools. You're gonna have some ups and downs in programs.
Sure.
Some years you're really good, some
yeah.
years you're, you know, challenged or whatever. But you can find success stories everywhere around the district.
Really, I was really surprised when I was just kind of making notes here, how spread across the district it really is.
Yeah.
So I love that. So I heard you mention the Liberty girls basketball state championship. Also, did you mention the boys soccer?
The boys soccer?
Yes.
Yes, Lone Star.
Okay.
You're right, I hadn't mentioned them. Lone Star state champions, and the Frisco girls were
yes.
the state runner-up.
Yes.
And very close
to winning
themselves.
That was a fun run as well, yeah.
Yep.
That was intense and fun. So we have a lot of friends, and one of our former Hustle and Pro guests was playing in that for Frisco High. So that was awesome. Let's see. We're currently, I mean, the softball and baseball
yep.
isn't over yet.
Correct.
And I feel like some of those go past school. Is that,
they do. They
yeah.
can potentially, yeah.
So they sometimes don't get mentioned in the school year, right? Because
right.
if they're advancing past what May 19th this year,
yeah,
they don't get to be on campus. Everybody
right.
cheering them on as
that's
much,
right.
So.
I mean, they'll play. They hope to play playoffs beyond, you know, graduation
right.
time.
And but we have a lot of those, right? Five softball and eight baseball teams.
We have four softball left now.
Okay.
And actually four baseball. or excuse me, yeah, no, they finished, sorry. They
I know, played, we're right in the middle of it.
Eight of them played this past weekend, and so four remain.
Okay. So cut that in half.
Yep.
But that's a lot. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
You mentioned swimming. So my notes were FISD had 20 in the top five finishes, I guess, at the state meet. Seven medals that included, you mentioned Wakeland boys getting runner-up, Reedy girls getting runner-up, and Panther Creek also.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, and Panther Creek is such an amazing story. As you mentioned, Panther Creek and Emerson do not have seniors yet. And they were, I mean, they were dominating some teams with, you know, four-year classes in swimming. And they just, it's so exciting for the future for them because they're going to have all those kids back. And
I mean, that's such a surprise to me because immediately when I think opening new campuses, I think, sports are going to be rough for a while. But I want to come back to that in a minute and talk about kind of the differences category-wise that Panther Creek falls in because of that. But let's see, other notes. We talked about volleyball with Reedy, wrestling. Yes. So 20 state placers. So there's an individual note I was going to make here. Memorial wrestler Caitlin Flaherty, one state.
That's right. First state champion for Memorial.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That wrestling appearance included 11 Briscoe schools.
Yes.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Again, across the board, you're going to find great sports at all our different campuses.
Yeah, and then let's see, track is more recent. That was regional, 33 medals at regionals, 10 individual championships, different events.
And that, the state is coming up where we're pretty excited about what
so
we can do.
Okay, so we're still in that. Okay, yeah. And then let's see, the story on that you guys put out recently was Panther Creek success story, Phelan Lott winning 3 gold and 1 silver.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right, and you know, she was a key part of that Memorial girls basketball team that last year was the state runner-up.
Oh, okay.
But with the opening of the school, she went over to Panther Creek, and
I didn't know that.
Panther Creek, yeah. So she's over
she's
there,
carrying it on over.
And boy,
there.
She's very talented. That's going to be fun to look at.
That's
to watch
cool.
Her state.
Okay, so when you talk about state track and field, this list. I mean, you can correct me if this got cut down after regionals, but I mean, I'm seeing schools: Wakeland, Independence, Frisco High, Liberty, Centennial, Liberty Trail, or Lebanon Trail, Heritage, Lone Star, and Panther Creek.
That sounds right.
I mean, that's...
They have all got participants.
Incredible.
They're competitors.
Yeah. Tennis, state medals for Liberty, Centennial, Wakeland, Lebanon Trail. I think that's it. I might have made one more note. My scribbles, it's hard to read.
Tennis is a fun one, too, because you have team tennis in the fall when Centennial was a state runner-up. And there were a few teams that could beat Frisco teams other than Frisco teams.
Right.
They would play each other and knock each other out. And then, again, in the spring, it was just loaded when they went down to state in San Antonio. Frisco kids from all these different campuses.
I love it. That's so cool. I have so much pride when I hear that. Golf, Centennial boys and girls won regionals.
And those are still coming up. They're going down to state. And from what I've heard from the people who know a lot more about golf than me, I think they really have a shot to do something at state.
Yeah. That's so exciting. Okay, so I blended in a couple of individual accomplishments there too. But one thing to note when we talk about not just on the field or on the court things is that some of the other accomplishments, like academics-wise with our student athletes, I saw that there were Frisco ISD student athletes had 12 that made the highest possible score on SAT or ACT.
Well, that was actually all of our students.
Okay.
So it was.
Oh, it's not just athletes.
Correct. It was highlighted in an athlete story we did that. But obviously, Frisco ISD is so known for its academics. Yeah.
I just read that and wondered if that was I read that wrong, but still, they are pushed to higher standards in the classroom and remarkable when you see all the academic all districts come out after each season. I mean, there are so many kids on there.
Yeah, and it's true that we've found, you know, and it's not just athletics, extracurriculars, your fine arts, your band, all that. It goes hand in hand. The kids who are usually involved in stuff beyond academics, whether it's sports or band, like we said, theater arts, fine arts, they usually have better academic things because it's just, you learn, you're balanced, you're educated, you learn things from those extracurriculars. And so we promote it like crazy in the district to go out and do the things you
love. I think that's a life lesson and benefit because I think that's how, as an adult, that's how I am. I'm a better teammate, in my job when I have more responsibilities to accomplish and when I push myself, you know, harder. So I do think, and when you, you know, when you're volunteering over here or you're sitting on a board over here and you're doing your job, like it makes it all better to mm-hmm. push yourself to be more well-rounded. And so I love that students learn that in high school.
And I think, I mean, like you said, well-rounded is a great way to describe it, or balanced. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago too, I talked to a couple of our graduates. I was doing a story about showing people that you could combine athletics and academics, because it's very academically competitive, you know, in Frisco ISD. There's a lot of really, you mentioned the SATs and set perfect scores, but
12 in the district. That's
right. We have a graduate from a couple of years ago. He was a quarterback at Centennial High School, and then he went to MIT and is now working on self-driving cars, doing software for them. And then another one who's at UT Dallas doing something in engineering. Yeah. And they both talked about why sports, in their case it was football in particular, but why it was so important to them. It was like it was balancing their life. Mm-hmm. There was the mental things, you're going through all those things, but then taking care of your body and just having that time to do different
things
is important.
Regimen, all those things. Ethan Lawler was a guest on this show, who was the quarterback at Memorial and is at Johns Hopkins now. So another good example of how that balanced and well-rounded student athlete comes out of Frisco a lot. Okay, I want to go back to when we mentioned Panther Creek. Educate me a little on UIL, alignment and realignment. And we hear this word every couple years, right, in Frisco, especially if you're a parent, and things move and change and whatever. If you have athletes, that affects you even more. So I noticed that, you know, we're looking at 11 of the schools that are, if, I might be wrong on Emerson, so correct me, that are in our 5A sizes. Is Panther Creek the only one that's not quite
there
yet?
Panther Creek is the only one that's in 4A.
Okay.
Right. And both Emerson and Panther Creek don't have senior classes, but Emerson does have a much larger enrollment than Panther Creek right now.
So their numbers get them to 5.
That's exactly right. It gets them to 5A. And so the big difference, or when UIL, they have from 6A to 1A.
Okay.
1A are obviously very small.
Yes.
6As are your Allens and Planos and Flower Mounds and other places. Frisco ISD has always strived to be that second highest classification, which is 5A right now. Panther Creek is in 4A, but it will become a 5A.
Is one more class coming in going to knock them up to that?
I think they're going to, they probably will have one more UIL cycle, which is every 2 years.
Okay, right.
They'll probably be in 4A for, so they'll have for sure this coming school year and probably 2 years after that, and then they'll go up to 5A. But the intent is always to keep them all in the same if possible.
Sure.
It's just, it's never a perfect fit.
Right.
All the
time. Especially with the new, I mean, like the new schools opening, they are not full student bodies yet. So the number, it's all numbers game.
Right.
But the, like you said, the goal is to keep for sure at 5A and
at 5A.
Not going up.
Yeah.
Is it right that we run into that threat with when the realignments happen if we're over that 2200 whatever benchmark that kind of moves?
It moves. Yeah, they set a new one every 2 years. Right now it's about 2200. And the thing is, so most of our high schools are in the 2000 range. Some are a little under, some are a little over, but they're all, you know, squarely in 5A, other than Panther Creek, which is kind of growing into its brand new school first year. If you go above that 2200 area right now, you're going to get into schools that have maybe 2,500, but a lot of schools have 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. Allen has an enrollment of about 7,000. 7,000. It's the largest school in the state. It's a little bit under 7,000 by the last one.
Wow.
And this is not to, you know, different districts have different philosophies and different things, and it works for them.
Sure.
And I'm glad that people have the choice to whatever. But if you do go up to that, so about, if your schools are about 2,500, you're going to be much more competitive if you just let them kind of grow explosively. And so we want Frisco ISD to be playing on a fairly even playing field.
Right.
So other schools that are the same size as us, that gives the best opportunity for our athletes.
Yeah.
And in other things too, like band performances and that. I mean, your resources are different
it's
when you
have
2,000
kids. It's the right competition level for you.
So
then when we talk about with that strategy and philosophy of keeping at the 5A and trying not to go over that, what are some of the advantages that we see? I immediately go to, okay, you run the numbers. it's not one or two big high schools with one team at this sport. Mm-hmm. It's 12 with teams at this sport. So the numbers of children playing.
Yes.
Obviously, there's just, I see it as more opportunity for student athletes to be a student athlete.
You said the key word, it's opportunity. Way back when, when Frisco ISD was going to open that second high school and they were making their plans for what they were going to do, mm-hmm. opportunity was a word that was a buzzword for them.
Okay.
They wanted it to be about opportunities. And that's exactly what it is. You know, with schools that are smaller, but still, you know, large enough to be very competitive,
yeah.
You're talking about, you know, each school can only have the one starting quarterback, the one homecoming king and queen,
right.
the one yeah. certain amount of, there's only
there's
so many
spots.
There's
a roster spot for each sport, right? There's,
right.
It's not unlimited.
And for every kid, you know, we want to find the fit for him or her, what they want to pursue, and we hope those opportunities are available to them at those schools. And there certainly are more when you use this model that keeps the schools with, you know, from getting really, really big.
Right, right. And I would also feel like I don't want to leave out the adults in the situation, but it's more opportunity for coaches and development,
yeah.
right?
Well, there are more opportunities. You know, as far as employment, obviously we have a lot more coaches. There's that many more head coaches, assistants that move up. And Frisco is really good about a lot of, you know, if a head coach leaves for a different opportunity or mm-hmm. maybe, you know, sometimes they have families and things change or whatever, we usually bring a lot of people up from within. So people will start, maybe they start at the middle school level, then they get a, you know,
sure.
sub-varsity job and end up as a head coach.
Yeah.
Something like that. I mean, that's all very important.
Remembering when I was here talking to Grace McDowell, that's, you know, listening to her path, because mm-hmm. I think she was here at Staley, or, coach middle school, and
coach,
you work through the, it's a very common path here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Middle school coach, and then maybe an assistant coach at a high school or JV, like a sub-varsity level, and then you kind of learn and develop. Like, you're developing your coaching staff
yep.
just like you're developing student-athletes to be
they're,
leaders.
They're learning through that whole process mm-hmm. and waiting for their opportunity, not unlike a student-athlete who is learning from the older kids, waiting for his or her opportunity, and then that time will come
right.
for them.
Okay, but let's talk about how that also impacts these new programs. Like, mm-hmm. we keep saying Panther Creek.
Yeah.
Before that, right, it was Emerson, Memorial. As you build these new schools, you're opening new athletic program or starting
right.
new athletics programs, which is a, I think, tough thing to start from zero.
Oh, it
so
is.
So are
yeah.
you, the strategy is never to start from zero. Are you pulling in experienced staff members from across the district to help those programs start?
Yes, yeah, we definitely are. And you're right. I mean, if you talk to a campus athletic coordinator or any of those individual head coaches at those campuses, they talk about the challenges of starting it because you have to create a culture.
Yeah.
You have to create a tradition.
There's nothing there yet.
There's not the older kids to say, here's how we used
right.
to do it.
You know, and all the cool stories you hear
right.
and all the cool, the empty trophy cases. Like, literally, you're going into a building with nothing
right.
solid for them to aspire to.
Yeah. Or to see what's possible. It's really hard for them. And we did. I mean, when Panther Creek opened, Clint Surratt is the campus coordinator over there. He
okay.
has a long history in Frisco ISD and was over at Lone Star. And then Kendall Miller, who is the coordinator at Emerson,
mm-hmm.
well, he wasn't in Frisco ISD, but he was extremely well respected. He was at Lakeview Centennial in Garland.
Okay.
And he is the president of the Texas High School Coaches
right.
Association.
Right.
So, I mean, we're really excited about having the caliber of those kind of people to lead those programs.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the reason why, although it is so challenging to start those programs, Emerson and Panther Creek both had success right away because
yeah.
they hired good people.
It
they inspired
like
the
it,
kids,
you know,
and they got them going fast.
It sounds like the success at a lot of our high schools are, to somebody like me, surprisingly quicker than I would think.
Well, it is surprising. There's no doubt it was surprisingly quick how good Emerson's football team was. Panther Creek football also made the playoffs.
Okay.
You mentioned Panther Creek swimming and girls basketball. I mean, they've just been a big presence for them this first year.
Yeah.
I think we're also, you know, very fortunate in Frisco ISD. We do have good resources.
Mm-hmm.
Whether
of course.
It's, you know,
I would say
they have great,
better than good.
Better than
yes.
good, yeah. Great facilities and all that. And then, you know, they took the time to get the right people at the top. And those people, when they hired their coaches, they got the people who have that combination of knowledge and the heart for this for
yeah.
the kids. You know, they're really in it for the kids. And that shows.
It totally shows.
In your success on the field, in the court, in the pool, whatever, but also just on the, you know, on the campus and in the community.
It totally shows because no athlete, whether they're a 13-year-old seventh grader or an 18-year-old senior playing for somebody or a professional, you don't play hard for someone you don't believe.
Right.
And you don't think is there for you. Like, you just,
exactly.
you can't manufacture that.
If you are a good coach, you can get kids to run through a wall for you. We don't want to run them through a wall.
Right.
But, you know,
metaphorically,
But absolutely. And I see it all the time, their kids. Yeah. Because those kids know how much that coach loves them and how important it is to that coach to see them succeed.
Right. And they show up for each other.
You know, and I mean, that's from my long time here at Frisco ISD and before at the Dallas Morning News as a writer. I absolutely love to see the connections that coaches would have with their players and see how much joy they shared in seeing the success of each other.
Yes, that's the good stuff. Yes. Yeah. I love seeing those stories, and they're all over Frisco ISD. Yep. I've seen them personally with my kids being athletes here, and so that is the good stuff. I don't mean to put you on the spot, because I don't know if you know this stat, but I'm curious, and I couldn't find it, and rough numbers would be bad, but what's our student athlete count? Like, what are we looking at when we say a district, I'm going to go up to a 65,000 student district.
Like, right.
Okay. So what are we looking at as far as how many of those students are athletes?
Including middle school, it's over 10,000.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of kiddos you guys are running through
we
sports
do. A
all
a lot
the
of
time.
Coaches, a lot of kids, all those things. But that makes us excited and proud.
Right.
Because we know how that can impact them.
Yeah. Oh, it's so many. And I think I was seeing something that, reading a signing day article you guys put out, that is there like a 7% of high school athletes play in college kind of
That's
number?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we see at FISD signing days, there's more than one of them a year. So it's, I don't know the compiled numbers, but you see, it's not uncommon to see over 100 students signing to go play in college at any given signing day, right?
Well, and at this, through this school year, we're getting up close to 200 across the district total.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And I mean, it's to
so
huge
great.
Schools, small schools, super academic schools, you know. It's all over, and again, it's so thrilling to see what that means to those kids, and to see how proud their coaches are when they see them achieve, you know, what's a dream for
and
them.
And so, like, kind of full circle to wrap this up, we touched on all these notes about different sports, we didn't say a lot about football, right? I know some teams made it deeper into the playoffs than other years, football-wise, but I feel like the story there is, there are so many football players from Frisco that go on to continue playing football in college.
Yep.
So we might not be winning all the state championships in football, but we're producing a lot of really quality, talented football players that continue their career.
Including Nick Bolton, who played linebacker for the Kansas City Chiefs in the
Super Bowl
champions.
Yes.
I'm really excited to see his success because, boy, is he beloved over at Lone Star and throughout the district.
Lone Star, okay, yeah.
Yep. And, you know, before that, we had Jay Ajayi, who played at Liberty years and years ago, and then played in the Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles. It's hard for the Cowboys fans to hear. But,
yes, I know. But he's a good local community supporter, so it's
and
right.
it's great because we do. We have now, as this district gets bigger, you bring in more recruiters. They see the football talent here and for all sports. But we're putting out a lot of names out there, and I think the success is just going to keep blossoming.
Sure.
You're going to hear more and more kids getting in major leagues, but and not just all that athletic success. I love just hearing, hey, maybe I played basketball at Centennial, and now look what I did. I graduated from Harvard or Princeton or something, and I'm doing these amazing things.
Yep.
And that is a really cool thing about being in a large district. There's a lot of great stories of kids that are going to go on to do amazing things.
Exactly. So everybody watching and listening, like, I urge you to go follow along with these stories. Even if you're not a parent in the district, it's still really interesting and really cool to see what these student athletes are doing. And so Matt's team puts out great communications on, you know, teams that are going on and advanced levels of the playoffs and individual stories, and even the FISD podcast will highlight student athletes here and there. So check those things out so you can stay tuned in with all the great things happening here in Frisco. So thanks for your time. I know it's busy. I mean,
it's fun to talk about Frisco ISD
it
sports.
Is,
I'm good with it.
But you don't have a down season in your job because your season,
it's
or sports
good,
season is all year here.
Good problem to have. We're always good at something.
So thank you for joining us again as a repeat guest on the show. And I mean, as we wrap up this school year, we'll run right into the next one and do
it all
over again.
And hope it's just as good next year or even better.
Yes. So thank you for watching or listening to this episode of Hustle and Pro. Be sure to follow us on Instagram @Hustle_Ann_Pro to check out the latest. See you next time.